We read in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." To every creature. It's a strange word. But we see the example of the Lord as we have seen him in John chapter 4. Here was this woman who was a social outcast. How many of us would have reached out to her? And yet it says, every creature. If we see a man who is begging along the side of the road, we often walk around him. He is a creature. One has said, and we heard it today, we were reminded, we need to have this love of souls. Someone said, we need to see everyone as this is a man, a woman made in the image of God. And that applies for the best one well-dressed. That applies to the one who is in the gutter, made in the image of God. May we see that one, whoever it is. A brother in Equatorial Guinea gave a tract. He was giving out tracts, and along came a drunk, and he thought, well, should I give him a tract or not? And he did. And a year later, he came, and he said, you know, you really don't remember, but you gave me a tract, and I was really drunk. So the Lord used that tract to speak to my heart. And he became saved. The Lord can use anything, we know that. And so we need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged to reach out to every creature. Now you may say, but who am I? What can I do? We see with the story of the woman at the well, she had an encounter with the Lord. And she went back home and she said, but this man, he has told me all the things that I have done. Isn't this the Christ? It was no profound message, and yet it was a profound message. We think of the man of whom the legion of demons had been cast. And he's told he wanted to stay with the Lord. And the Lord doesn't allow it. The Lord says to him, return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you. Tell great things what God has done for you. The one who is saved only one day is able to go and tell his neighbor the wonderful things that the Lord has done for him. And so can we. We see the apostle Andrew, not an apostle yet. He followed the Lord after John the Baptist pointed out, here's the Lamb of God. And just spending those hours with the Lord, he's just so touched. He goes and talks to his brother Peter and said, we found the Messiah. And he takes Peter to the Lord. That's what we need. We need to have that personal encounter. We've talked about it. We need to be enjoying the Lord. We need to be enjoying who He is for ourselves. And then we can share it with others. We think of the widow in Zarephath that had that little bottle of oil, had that big barrel of wheat, but there was only a little wee bit of flour in the bottom. It wasn't much. And yet she was able to use that which God gave her. And she was a blessing to her and to him and to her household for many, many days. May the Lord be precious to our hearts that we can just share. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take great education. It doesn't take a great position. No, it's not that. The Lord, in very humble way, met out to this woman at the well. We, in our own simple way, we can share what the Lord is, what He's done for us, who He is, and share it with those who are around us, and the Lord will add His blessing.